So, Lawrence, how is it?
It's a bit better
today. Yeah. See, it's going up and then it's going down and it's going up, yeah?
Yeah.
I know in Belgium there are no hills, but you know, I mean, if you live in the mountains, you know, you go up and then you go down and then you go up and down. And it's the same with the practice, yeah?
Yeah, but it's especially dukkha vedana in my heart.
Yeah.
It's creating all the thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's and I just have to get down to the bare feeling and accept it, and then I can relax and my heart can get calm.
Yeah. I mean, the longer we do practice, yeah, the more of the difficulties come up. Yeah? I mean, in the beginning, you know, in the beginning, when people go, you know, go for a retreat for three weeks, you know, once a year or twice a year, everything is fine, yeah? But if we do that continuously, then when we open our heart, yeah? And whatever is in the heart, we will see, and we don't like it, yeah? There's all this rubbish that we took in, you know, over centuries of life, yeah? So we just observe it and then we take it out. Yeah? Observe it, accept it, you know, that is the most important thing, to accept the things that are coming up. Yeah? And if it is dukkha vedana, if it is the feeling of the heart, then we accept it. Yeah? Sooner or later you will have to do it, yeah. I mean, if you run away now, yeah, I mean, do you think this problem will be solved?
Well, that's where I'm still like...
You're contemplating this, yeah?
Because I think it's due to loneliness mostly. Now I'm fasting for a few days and I think I quite miss the routine and I miss the people and I think it's due to loneliness especially that... And I'm still like in between, okay, do we really go the way of hardship and loneliness, or can we have some meknibbana
meknibbana, that would be nice, huh? We just go to McDonald's and order meknibbana.
But also, like, a thing that kind of goes in my mind is, I was reading this pamphlet of of Ajahn Wancha, and he said how important family and friends are, and then I'm like, yeah, okay, but...
Ajahn Wancha?
Yeah.
I can't even believe that. But
I think so, or maybe it was
No.
Someone from the tradition.
Yeah. I mean, there's Tanpo Lee, yeah? He was talking about family, and when he reflected about family, he reflected about having, you know, I mean, being alone, yeah? And he reflected, okay, we have five khandhas, so we have five parts of kilit, yeah? So when I take in a wife, yeah? It might be nice, you know, but then I have ten kilis of, yeah? And then I get a child, and then I have 15 kilis of, you know, and then I get another child, and I have 20 kilis of, no, I don't want it, yeah? Maybe he used it, you know, I mean, to reflect upon, you know, I mean, the family life, yeah? I mean, even then, think about it. When you were with your family or when you were with your friend, you are utterly alone.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the times of feelings when you were with your friends and you still were alone?
Yeah.
See? So, isn't it better, you know, if you address this loneliness?
Yeah.
And the loneliness comes from feeling separated out, yeah? And a few days ago I was talking about, you know, how Nibbana is a big cake, yeah? I mean, it's not a big cake, you know? How it's a big cake, you know, and Avijja just takes, yeah? I mean, surrounds a part of this cake, yeah? And then you feel separate from the rest of the cake. Mm-hmm. So if you take off Avijja, then we are in unison with the cake. So, or in unison with Nibbana, yeah? With everybody. Even with your strangest enemies, yeah? Or fiercest enemies, yeah? Because you are part of this, yeah? And just because, you know, Avijja tells us we are not part of this, yeah? Because it has us under its thumb, yeah? That's why we feel lonely. There is one remedy, and the remedy is there to go into samadhi when thoughts are stopping and memory is stopping. Because how can you feel then lonely? And you feel, yeah? You feel the first time, you know, when you're really in samadhi, in upachara samadhi, you feel you are one with everything else. And that gives us assurance, yeah? That there is a way out, yeah? That we are not lonely. We are only lonely when we feel separated, when we look at other people or other beings, you know, as being separate from us. We are not separate, yeah? We think, yeah? We think we are separate. We think we are lonely, yeah? But, I do remember, I mean, even lying with one of my girlfriends, you know, very close together, I felt lonely. I said, what is happening, yeah? I mean, at that time I reflected, what is happening, you know? I mean, why do I feel, you know, I mean, I'm with my loved one, you know, and why do I feel lonely? Huh? You do have sometimes this feeling, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we are separated, because we think we are separated, because we have not found the unison, yeah? And to find the unison is the path of practice, eh? And of course we have to go through a lot of difficulties, yeah? And this is just the beginning, yeah? It gets harder and harder, but we get smarter and smarter as well, yeah? So we get more techniques, the more we do, the more we practice, the more techniques we gather, the more the more wisdom we gather how to deal with all these difficult things, yeah? And then it becomes more easier, yeah? But the things in itself are hard, yeah? So it's just a way, you know, how we look onto this, yeah? If you feel despair, you know, where is it coming from? The kilesa, yeah? If you feel hopelessness, you know, it's coming from where? From your thought, yeah? Yeah? And who's bringing up these thoughts? Kilesa, yeah? When you feel tired, who's bringing up these thoughts? The kilesa, yeah?
Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
I think there's still like an attachment to my mother that's there.
Yeah, sure.
And I remember like Mun also having that saying in his biography that he had like an attachment to his mother and only when he could like help her guide her anxiety or something he could freely go off on the Tanga practices,
Does anybody remember that? Lumpumun? I can't even imagine.
He felt some responsibility towards his mother and couldn't be like...
No, Lungta Mahabur, I mean, I don't know, I mean Lumpumun, yeah?
Yeah, they care about his mother.
They care about their mother.
He took care before he went off to Chiang Mai.
Yeah.
She's somewhere.
Yeah.
He
took her in the monastery.
Yeah, he took
that's
her.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
He put her in
the
monastery
and
made sure she
practiced. Yeah. Yeah, he took his mother and put it in the monastery, yeah? And she was practicing. Yeah? I mean, that's what the Thai monks, you know, the Thai monks are doing, yeah? They take their parents and on, yeah. I mean, if they don't want to disrobe, they take their parents and bring them to monastery and infuse them with practice, yeah. And look at Mahabodhi, you know. I mean, she reached the stage of anagami. So, I mean, what can you do better, yeah? Also, there is this Western thought, you know, within us, and that we can help, you know, our parents, our mothers, you know, our brothers and sisters or relatives, yeah? I mean, the only thing that we can take care of, yeah, is their physical well-being. If we practice and share the merit of our practice with them, we not only take care, yeah, we don't take care of their physical being, yeah, unless we invite them to the monastery, but we take care of something that is very important, yeah, of something, you know, they can take on with them into the next life, yeah. That is the merit, that is the, yeah, the good fortune, yeah. Just like, you know, you work very hard, you know, in lay life, you know, and get a lot of money, you can distribute it to anybody you want, yeah? So they don't, you know, experience a hardship that you might have had in the beginning, yeah? And so is it with the merit of every hour that we practice, yeah? We gather some merit, yeah? And the more, of course, the more you advance, you know, in your practice, I mean, the better, the higher value has the merit, yeah? And if you share that with your parent, you know, I mean, this is the best thing that you can do, actually. But no matter if you feel attached, you know, no matter if you feel attached, yeah, to your parents or to your family or attached to your girlfriend or to your wife, yeah, what is it that they can give you that you do not have? Ask yourself this question. And then you find out, yeah? I mean, it is from my own practice. Huh? I asked myself, what can she give me, yeah, that I don't have within myself? And I was looking and I couldn't find it. Because everything that I was looking for, that she, you know, my girlfriend should give me, you know, I was already in my heart. Huh? In the sense, you know, of still feeling separate, even if you are with your loved one, you know, I mean, that doesn't go away, yeah? Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, I mean, it is your life, you know, it is your decision, but whatever problem you face now, yeah, if you go, yeah, if you leave, yeah, you will sooner or later face it another time. And then it might be even become more, yeah? Harder to face it, yeah? Because you've built up, yeah? I mean, the more earth the more dirt you pile onto something, I mean, the more you have to remove. No?
So, after New Year, all the forms have left?
So, how are the Metis doing?
Metis Sunanda.
What?
Embarrassing.
You're what?
It's embarrassing.
But that is the speech of the Kilesa. Okay. If you believe, yeah? If you believe what the Kilesas are telling us, yeah? Then you are in their hand. Yeah? If you feel, you know, I mean, disheartened, yeah? Where is this feeling coming from? From the Kilesas. They want to make you stop the practice, yeah? But if you say, okay, whatever comes, you know, I don't stop practicing, yeah? Just like I told the Thais, you know, I mean, when I walk Chongkrom and then suddenly, you know, Kilesas, it's so tiring. I said, okay, sit down, you know, and I walk. Huh? Or go to sleep and I sit and practice here. You have to be fierce with the Kilesas. You cannot give in to the Kilesas. Whatever they tell you, yeah, that's how they rein you, yeah. And it's the same with, you know, oh, I'm tired, you know. Who is tired? The Kilesas are tired of Buddha or Anapanasati. That's what they are tired of. And then they suggest to you that you are tired, huh? But if you tell them, no, I'm not tired, you know, I mean, go to sleep, you know, if you want to, but I am going to practice, yeah? The problem is that we believe, you know, whatever comes into our ears, you know, or whatever the Kilesas tell us, yeah. And, I mean, don't you remember the talk where I said, you know, we just sign off, yeah. But we are, in the end, we are responsible, yeah. The Kilesas come with their suggestions, you know, and they say, okay, yeah. They come with a suggestion, I'm tired, okay. Then we are tired, yeah. Or they come, oh, my practice is not going well. Then we say, sign off on this. Huh? And then we think our practice is not going well. Hmm? But it has nothing to do. Hmm? The practice, as long as you're with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah, or with your object of investigation, you're practicing. Clear? This is something we really have to understand, yeah. And there's also one thing, you know, I mean, if we don't see these light thoughts coming in, yeah? I mean, before, you know, we feel even pain or before we stand up, you know? I mean, the Kilesas come at least 10 times and tell us, you know, there's pain, yeah? In the beginning, it is very slight pain, yeah? And we don't see this thought. And then after 5 minutes, it comes, oh, this is not comfortable, yeah? And then, you know, after 2 minutes, they say, oh, this is painful, yeah? Huh? And then after 1 minute they come out, this is really painful, yeah? And then, you know, and then half a minute later they say, excruciating pain, yeah? And this is the only thought that we see, and then we say, okay, we need to get up, yeah? If we see the first thought, yeah? And then we counteract it, don't that? No, not interested. Then the whole thing, you know, collapses, yeah? Just like the avalanche, you know, I mean, if you pull out the stone, there's no avalanche, yeah? You understand that a little bit? Huh? Also the other machis, huh? Take the stones out. Why do you like this avalanche? Because it feels us to be earthed, isn't it? When we have this feeling of despair, ah, we feel so close, yeah? We like this, actually, yeah? We like to be down, yeah? Ah, oh, then we are, you know, I mean, ah, oh, the tears are running and we are down, you know, and then we feel so sorry for ourselves, you know? It gives us a sense of, you know, being earthed, yeah? And that's why we like it. Actually, you know, the feeling is not good, yeah? Huh? So we should counteract that, yeah? Don't believe what the Kilesas tell us, yeah? I mean, they tell us, you know, that the practice is so tough. What is tough? Nothing is tough. Nothing is easy. It's just walking one step, going one step further, yeah? Looking at the thing, yeah? But if they say it's tough, oh. I mean, we fall for that, yeah? If you're clever enough and say, no, it is actually easy, then you just walk through. You understand how they make us feel, you know? Not just the same thing with tiredness, what I said before, yeah? I mean, they announce, you know, that you're tired. Oh, yeah, it's enough, you know? First thought, oh, it's enough, yeah? And if you catch that and say, no, it's not enough, you know, I want to go on, yeah? Huh? Then tiredness doesn't come. Né? Then they come, oh, I'm tired, you know, I mean, it's time, bedtime, you know, and huh? And then they come and come and come until, you know, you sign off and says, yes, I'm tired, and whoops, you're going to sleep, yeah? they announce everything what they want to do with you. You have to get this distance. You understand that? You use your sanatta, you know, whatever you see, whatever you hear, you know, it's not you. Try to get this distance, you know, I mean, it is so helpful, yeah? Because then we can actually look at the thing, yeah? When we say, I'm tired, finished. When we say, there's tiredness, okay. How does it look like? How does it feel like? Oh, it's so tough, it's so hard. And then then it is the end of our practice, yeah? And then we say, oh, you're not worth a thing, yeah? Huh? Typical German, yeah? The problem of German-speaking people. Ah. Yeah? Who tells us this? Why do we believe the thing, you know, that constantly, you know, tells us lies, yeah? I mean, how often, you know, we fall for the trick, oh, if you do this, you will be happy. You know, we did this and we were not happy, huh? No? But we still fall for the tricks, yeah? Instead of, you know, facing, you know, what is the English saying, yeah? Somebody cheats me, shame on them, yeah? Somebody cheats me twice, shame on me. Huh? Huh? I like this, you know. It's similar.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Ah, yeah. Nice say. I really like it, yeah. And shame on us, because we are fooled, constantly fooled by the Kalesa. Yeah? They're constantly fooled. And we don't see them because they suggest it's us. Huh? It's me, it's mine, it belongs to me. Huh? It's my feeling. Huh? Instead of saying, oh, there's a feeling. Have a look at it. Huh? You can laugh about yourself, yeah? There's nothing serious, you know? I mean, you still have all your fingers, yeah? Yeah, you have your nose, you have your, yeah, you have your eyes, you have your ears, you know, I mean, everything is there, so what is so difficult, yeah? And it, from my own practice, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, in my practice I was standing in front of a huge mountain, yeah? And I said, oh, I have to climb this? Let's find an easier way, yeah? For a year I walked around this mountain and then came to the same place, you know, and said, ah, I've been there, yeah? Huh? And then I said, okay, yeah, let's face the problem. And then suddenly the mountain disappeared. And it was a curtain of light and I just was walking through it. The moment you want to really face, you know, you have the intention to face a problem, it's gone. Huh? Because the problem exists only in our mind. Huh? Done by the kilesas, done by, mostly, you know, mostly by thoughts and memories, huh? That's where problem arises, yeah? If you destroy the thoughts and memories that are behind the problem, then there's no problem, yeah? But we will be fooled, you know, yeah? But don't get fooled too often, yeah? I mean, learn, you know, learn to see, okay, what I did, okay, you fooled me, yeah? I accept it, you know, I accept defeat, yeah? Huh? And I took on the determination, next time you don't fool me. Next time they fooled me again, yeah? But I was a little bit cleverer, yeah? So, I mean, it was much shorter, you know, that they could fool me. In the beginning, you know, they fooled me for a week, you know? And then in the end, they fooled me just for a minute, you know, until I saw through it, you know? Ah, well, they wanted to fool me. And then I didn't fall for it, yeah? So it is all a process, you know, you learn, yeah? I mean, they have been the masterminds, the Kilesas have been the masterminds of all, for millions or billions of lives. Don't think they will go easily. Go away, go away, I don't want to be reborn. They will laugh at you. Yeah, believe it, yeah? Yeah. You will not, and they tell us, you will not be reborn, yeah? Just like at so many people, oh, I'm not going to be reborn, yeah? That's how they fool us. Yeah? They tell us, oh no, you're not going to be reborn, yeah? And then the people believe it, yeah? Just like the people believe in God, yeah? Huh? Oh, God is our savior, yeah? Oh, God created this world. No. It's not God that created this world. Understand? Huh? Maybe Windy. He's so quiet.
I have a question, Ajahn.
Yeah.
When I was doing body investigation, taking the body part, sometimes excruciating pain will arise during body investigation. So do I continue with the investigation or go observe the pain?
As long as you can do the investigation, don't go to the pain.
No, sometimes it's like paralyzing pain.
Okay, then go to the pain. Then investigate pain.
Okay.
And then especially ask yourself what came before the pain, what kind of thought? What kind of thought, you know, and you know it, yeah? I mean, they always give us a clue and we don't never catch a clue. If we understand how the kilesas work, they always tell us what they are about to do. But because of our lack of sati, we don't know what they are doing. They just give us the final result. But they will tell us, they will try to convince us for 4, 5, 6, or 7 times, before, But we only see the final result and then we think this is the way it is, But it's always important, when something comes up, some sort of hardship or pain, what came before this, Because sometimes it's an indication, Especially if they say, I can't tackle this problem, Or it's so difficult, I need to stop, Then a red alarm bell should go on. Now I'm at a point where I can crush, Or where I can develop wisdom, And they want to deter me from this point.
One time I was observing the excruciating pain and I observed it until it finished and I had to stop the meditation, yet nothing comes out after that. Is that...
That's okay. Because then, sometimes, investigating the pain, observing the pain, investigating the pain can lead to samadhi, So there's no thoughts, and there's no memories, and actually then we feel quite happy and quite energized.
And I have this particular problem while playing with the heart for body investigation. After that body investigation, I had like lingering pain around the chest bone and sternum area. Is that normal?
I mean, all sorts of things can happen, But investigate the heart at the last.
But you said like scan the body
yeah.
and pick one, right?
So try another object, I mean the heart is quite interesting. But then go more to the that sits in between the heart and the lung.
Yes. So the two body parts that I'm really interested in right now is the stomach, like large intestine and small intestine,
uh-huh.
as well as the heart.
Yeah.
So the one that will create pain is the intestine when I did
Pull it out, for 20 meters,
Yeah.
And see the thick intestines, How do you call it, the thick intestines and the small intestine?
The large
intestines and the small intestines, And then lay it out, and see, it's a worm, it's a snake. And it's all cramped up here, in a little small area, 20 meters of intestines, And it can be very painful.
Yes.
Intestines can be very painful, if you have something, some problems with intestines can be extremely painful, But there, look, what is behind this pain, there is something behind this pain, When you investigate, for instance, the intestine, what kind of thought came before the pain, just before the pain? So, then stop your meditation, When this pain comes up, when this excruciating pain comes up, and then reflect back, what came before, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories, came before that, Until you find the stone. So you roll back the avalanche, and until unfolds, and then it shows you, what kind of stone, was actually the source of your pain, And it can be a memory, it can be a memory from this life, or it can be even a memory from a past life, Maybe somebody, when you were alive, when we were soldiers, and we all have been soldiers, And sometimes, one time we wanted to see, and pulled, while he still was alive, pulled out the intestines, soldiers do horrible things, Extremely horrible things, Because they are also interested, you know, how does it feel, you know, pulling out, yeah, or taking the heart out, you know, and things like that, yeah. You're not angels. We have been everything, okay, yeah. Yes?
So when you investigate the intestines, for example, do you place your attention on them within
of course.
Your body and then try to visualize it?
Yes.
Both at the same
that time. Is the first thing, yeah. And only once you'll be able to visualize it, you don't have to see it like a Polaroid, but you see it enough so that you understand what you're looking at. And then you ask, you know, then you cut it up, you know, you cut it open, the intestines, you know, and then you look at the wall of the intestines, you look at the interior of the intestine, and all the things, yeah. Or sometimes you put some acid on the intestines, you know, or you put it on, yeah. I mean, people love to eat the intestines of pigs, you know, I mean, and then you put it on a grill, yeah. You can, you know, I mean, we are not different from pigs, yeah. I mean, our body is not different from pig. So you put it on a grill, you know, and smells good. That's where we need our creativity, yeah. For investigation, we need really our intuitive, you know, our creativity to do all sorts of things, yeah. Chop the body up, you know, I mean, you know, and grill it, or, you know, or just watch the death, you know, and yeah. Or watch the birth, you know, I mean, how painful it was, yeah? I mean, look at these things, yeah? I mean, there where you can play, yeah? With a super, you really can play a lot, yeah? And sometimes, you know, it's really fun, yeah? Some of the games are really funny, you know, I mean, you see it, you know? You pull off, you know, I mean, you put a knife, you know, and just, you know, in the beginning it might be horrible, you know, and then you pull off the skin, you know, and then you look what is beneath the skin, and then you pull off the flesh, you know, until, you know, are left with the bones, you know, and then you walk through the streets, you know, just with your bones, you know, and see other bone skeletons, yeah, walking there, yeah, and then, you know, what is the difference between this skeleton and this skeleton, yeah, I mean, is this skeleton more beautiful than me? I mean, if you have a skeleton, huh? I mean, the beauty goes, you know, and the beauty goes instantly, you know, when we remove the skin, yeah? Then the asupa starts, then the ugly feelings are coming. But when we are at the level of skeletons, you know, I mean, it's pretty much neutral, yeah? I mean, we have to ask them questions, yeah? You understand that, yeah? You have to ask questions, yeah. I mean, how is this, you know? Or where does it come from, yeah? I mean, where does it start? Yeah, where does the intestine start? I mean, it's just not suddenly not there. It's the same with our hair. Where does it start? In the skin. Why don't I have everywhere hair? Huh? Look, yeah? Investigate it, huh? And also, you know, later on, you know, see, you know, they're all made of the four elements, yeah? Okay. I guess it's enough for today, huh? Yeah? Any more questions, yeah? Shaolin, how are you doing?
One small question.
Oh, yeah, some from the...
Crystal Chris.
First.
So actually, I got something I'm... No, you are, when you say that when you look at aversion, when you see somebody doing something you don't like,
yeah.
And you get annoying,
yeah.
And because it's ourselves doing it.
Yes.
Okay, that is fine. But then, on the other hand, if you keep seeing somebody very nice, they're good and clean, that means we are good ourselves.
Sometimes we are good at that, but sometimes we need to develop it.
Okay, so there are...
Yeah, there are good things, you know, I mean, if we see something as good, you know, we realize this is good, you know, and we have this part of goodness within us, but if we admire it in somebody else's, you know, then we need to develop this goodness more.
That means the more we can see goodness in people, that means we are...
The more we admire the goodness, yeah?
Well, of course, if we don't think it is good, then we won't see it in
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, what is?
While doing a simple practice, I was wondering, when I take an object, for example, I made a tea, and I see them decay, or I put them on fire or something, as long as I picture them in my body or in my mouth, I sometimes feel quite strong pain.
Yeah.
But then when I take them out, it's kind of, I don't feel it anymore. Is there a benefit in doing it more in the body, like feeling it really painful?
Yeah. I mean, so what we do inside the body, you know. I mean, there's one part, you know, that I say, you know, I mean, putting all the parts out, but that is not really seeing the ugliness of the body. I mean, if we see it, you know, if we do it on our body, you know, take off the skin and look at it, you know, that is much more touching, yeah. You don't have to do it with you, you know. I mean, you can do it on other people, yeah. I mean, the ugliness, you know, or the loathsomeness comes up, you know, when we see, yeah? Huh? I mean, picture your girlfriend, you know, I mean, you know, and take off the skin, you know, and you don't like her so much, yeah? Yeah? Well, the men that you like, you know, the same thing, you know, for women it's the same thing, yeah? But you can also, you know, if you don't go for the form, you can also dissect, you know, the feelings. You know, what is it that the man, you know, what attracts you to men, yeah? Yeah? And then dissect that, yeah? And don't fall for these kilesas who promise you, yeah? All these sorts of things. Yeah? Love. It's such a meaningless word, yeah. Word, yeah. I mean, it describes everything and nothing, yeah. For my girlfriend's love, you know, was, you know, I mean, if you do this, then you love me. If you don't do this, you don't love me. I mean, I hated it after a while. What has it to do? Yeah. And this is my doing something, you know, that you love me or not. Either you love me or not. So I mean, I mean, if it is different for women, for us, you know, it is, you know, I mean, it is the form, yeah. It is the form that attracts us, yeah. And then the second part, you know, it is the heart that attracts us, yeah. But for men, you know, it is the foremost object is the form, yeah. But the form comes from the heart. Haven't you learned that? Huh? If somebody has a beautiful heart, you know, and is born, I mean, he will become a beautiful being. I mean, everybody admires beauty. Why do we admire beauty? Because there's something behind this beauty. It is, yeah, it is a beautiful heart, you know, that served others, yeah. I was never thinking about oneself, you know, in the previous life, yeah. So in this life, he becomes a very beautiful person, yeah. And then this changes, you know, because then, you know, he sees, you know, all these admirers, you know, of their beauty, and then they become hollow, yeah? And so in the next life, you know, I mean, they become again, you know, I mean, ugly or normal or whatever, yeah? And then they have to create this, you know, then they have to create this heart, you know, that makes them beautiful again, yeah? Why do we admire beauty? You know, because there is something behind it, yeah? Standing behind it, yeah? And that's it, yeah? But most of the people who are now, you know, in this world, beautiful, you know, I mean, they're mostly hollowed out, yeah? Yeah? They use the beauty, you know, I mean, to, you know, to gain power or to gain, you know, money or whatever, yeah? And it has nothing to do with women alone, you know? I mean, they're handsome people, you know, handsome men as well, you know? I mean, and we all look, you know, yeah? I mean, I'm sure that you look when you see a very handsome man, yeah? Huh? You have a second look, yeah? Because there's something behind it, yeah? But doesn't mean that she still has it. Or she has it, yeah? Okay, so any more questions? Come here, yeah? Come here, yeah.
So, one is, I'm listening to your recent talks on the super reflection.
you indicate caution that anger may arise, and it may be a good idea to avoid others when these insights arise.
Yeah.
I've also heard Dhanachan Panyavadu advise the same thing.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure that I understand why does this anger arise, and why would one possibly potentially react badly to others after a Zuba reflection?
I mean, if you're not around others, you won't react to others badly, yeah? But you get, there's anger coming up. I describe it, you know, but the body, yeah? The body is the playground. It is the utmost important, most important playground of the kilesa, yeah? The moment we try to destroy the beautiful image about the body and see the reality of the body, then the kilesas who love this playground get angry. It is like, yeah, it's like a little child. You take away its favorite toys, yeah, and it gets angry. That's the whole reason behind it. Yeah. So we destroy the favorite, with the asupa practice, we destroy the favorite playground, yeah, of the kilesas. They cannot use it against us, or they cannot fool us with it anymore and say, yes, I want to have another body, now I want to have a woman body, now I want to have a man body, now I want to have a deva body, yeah? Yeah. They cannot fool us because we see through, yeah, through the illusion of this body, yeah. And that, of course, you know, diminishes the power of the kilesas to guide us or to fool us or to direct us, yeah? And that's what makes them angry. And that's, the anger comes from the kilesas, it doesn't come from us. Yeah.
And one on karma.
Yeah.
Is one who acts under order, let it be killing, lying, stealing, free from bad karma? It's quite confusing.
Yes.
So it's like, for example, if the government forces one to go to war and one refuses, one might be killed or go to jail and still free from bad karma.
No, if you refuse, you know, to kill somebody else, that's not bad karma. But if you don't refuse, you know, to kill somebody else, if somebody orders you, yeah? But the Lord Buddha said there's a problem, yeah? I mean, the hangman who hangs people on the order of the king, yeah? He said he's not guilty of the karma, he will not receive any karma. But if he does it, you know, a few times, there will be some lust coming up within him where he starts to like the killing of other people, and that's what creates a karma. But the biggest karma is always with the person who orders the killing. Yeah,
he's asking more specifically, if an officer orders someone to kill, is that officer receiving the bad karma?
Of course, yes.
Not the person.
Yeah. Unless he starts to like it. I mean, that is the problem with blood. That's why we are not, you know, that's why we are not too allowed, you know, to eat meat that is still bloody, you know. I mean, it creates some sort of lust, you know, within the body, you know, to kill, yeah? Yeah. I think it's okay. Yeah. Next question.
That's it. The other one is really, don't understand it, I have to ask personal something.
Oh, there was one question he wanted to know certain things, you know, just in the last video, second video. I can't remember what it was.
I checked on YouTube, I didn't see.
I think on the Pindapat video, he wanted to ask. He asked
the question mark thing, maybe.
No, it wasn't a question mark, but he said I was interested, wanted to ask. It doesn't matter, you know, find it, you know. So, okay, then, yeah. No more questions, and then we go back to practice. We are fighting for freedom. Yeah? We are not fighting for the kilesas, yeah? Who suppress us all the time, yeah? We don't want to give in, yeah? Entire is burned, yeah? I mean, to resist the kilesa, yeah? To resist the onslaught, yeah? And to start to disbelieve in them. Yeah? I mean, in German we have the same, if somebody lies to you one time, you know, I mean, you don't believe him even if he tells you the truth, yeah? And how often did they lie to us and we still believe them? Okay, think about it. Hast du alles verstanden? Okay, good. Also, dann mal ne, wieder zurück zur Arbeit. Ja? Back to work. Yeah, so this is, I mean, if you apply this mirror, I mean, you see so many things about yourself that you didn't even know. If you see another person and see your reaction towards the action of the other person, you learn so much about yourself, yeah? And in the beginning you don't want to, yeah? You don't want to accept it, yeah? No, I'm not like this. No, I'm not like this. Yes, you are like this. No, I'm not like this. No, I'm not like this. Yes, you are like this, yeah? You just have the same thing, but it didn't come out, yeah? I mean, you don't use it, but it's still there in the heart, yeah? And you don't want to see it, yeah? That's why you blame others, yeah? If we have overcome our own problem, we don't blame others, yeah? We see actually how they suffer, you know? We have enormous matter for this person because we know what he goes through, yeah? In order to behave like this, you know, there must be a reason behind. He's so much in pain, yeah, that he likes to inflict pain on others. Huh? And when we have gone through pain, then we understand, you know, what he's going through, yeah? If we have not gone through this kind of pain, you know, we don't understand and we get angry at the other person. Yeah? Ah, my knee hurts. Okay. I guess I have to move first, you know, otherwise they don't move, yeah?